My Bubble of Respect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today, My Bubble of Respect. Cesar Millan, who teaches all about dogs, dog psychology, says that one of the most important things that any person who has a dog must create about himself is a bubble of respect. You have to create about yourself the bubble, the aura of respect, so that there are certain limits and there are certain delights and certain ways in which things can be handled, and they have to be handled very carefully and very wonderfully. Because a dog wants to cooperate, a dog wants to be part of your pack, be part of your home, be part of your life, and he wants to know what the rules are. He doesn't know what they are, but he starts there. He is told by his mother what he's supposed to do in his pack. And when he misbehaves, or not misbehaves, when he does something not acceptable in the bubble of respect, then the mother gives him a little nip, or a paw, or excludes him for a while from what they're doing. And so he can observe what is the proper thing to do. Now, this bubble of respect is something that is something very valuable for everybody, for all of us in all of our life. When you walk down the street, do you walk in your bubble of respect? Does everyone look at you and say, hey, that's an interesting person, or that's a fine person, or that's a bad person, or that's a good person? Does your aura stand out 10 feet, 100 feet, a mile or two from where you are? Wherever you walk, does who you are stand out so beautifully that everyone looks at you and says, hey, there comes a beautiful person? Or people walk into your presence and they say, I can believe in that person. I can believe in them. They have an aura of respect about them. They have a bubble of respect around them that makes me think that they're a good person. And, of course, you have to stand forth for that. You have to stand forth and always be ready to stand up in that. Now, many times we've been watching different things, and as we've been watching these things, we notice people who say a lie sometimes. And they say, well, that's a lie, and that's incorrect. And they're telling stories, we say. They're being prevaricators of the truth. And is this what your bubble of respect should contain about you? Does everyone who looks at you, do they all say, well, if they said it, it must be true? Whatever they say, you believe in them. Whatever they tell you, you can trust it. You can believe it. You've heard of that statement before. Whenever a person tells you something, you can believe it. Now, where does that bubble of respect come from that makes people believe what another person says? Where does that come from? Well, that comes not only from what you say and what you do and what you are, but it comes from the very depth, the very heart of you, the very nature of you. And if the very nature of you is unconditional love, then wherever you go, your bubble of respect will be unconditional love. Whatever you do, people will just naturally think that that's it. You could not think an unkind thought about anybody, even if they're not very nice. You could not think an unkind thought about anybody or anything, even if they were being unkind to you. Your bubble of respect is so pure, so perfect, so fantastic, and it's not because you're better than anybody else. It's just that you know who you are. Now, if a person says, oh, you're a mathematician, you know how to do math, you don't say, yes, I do, I'm a very good mathematician, I'm better than anybody else. You don't say that. You say, yes, I'm a mathematician. That's what I love very much, and that's what I enjoy. Well, as a mathematician, would you do this problem for me? Yes or no? You don't have any responsibility to do anything for anybody else unless you want to. If they say, would you do the problem for me? And you say, what is the problem? And they say, X, Y, Z times 2. You say, well, that's quite a good problem. You don't say, it's a simple, stupid problem. You should know how to do it yourself. You just say, yeah, the answer is 14. And they say, oh, yeah, good, thank you. And now they knew how to do it themselves. But you reconfirm in everything that you do who you are. If you are a mathematician, you reconfirm in everything you do and everybody you talk to that you are a mathematician, that math is what you love and math is what you do. You are always living in accord with what it is that you are in your bubble of respect. Now, if you are a loving person, oh, you can tell how people handle animals. People who are afraid of animals, they're afraid of themselves. They're not afraid of the animal. They're afraid of themselves. They're afraid what sort of attitude they're going to have, and the dog is going to sense their attitude, and they're in that accept or reject them. And they don't want the dog ever to accept or reject them. They don't want the dog to be the barometer of their bubble of respect. They don't want the dog to let people know what kind of person they are. Burglars, they want to rob people's houses. They come with a treat for the dog. They're not afraid of the dog. They know the dog loves a treat. They know the dog loves people. And they just have to get to be a friend of the dog. In Hogan's Heroes, they have lift up the dog house in the vicious German Shepherd dogs who are supposed to be guard dogs. And the prisoners have won over the respect to all the dogs because the prisoners bring them goodies, bring them cookies, bring them the little pieces of food. And the prisoners treat the dogs with love and respect. And also, the prisoners tell the dogs, no, go do this, do that, no, yes, no, you know. They are in charge. The prisoners have a bubble of respect about them. Now, it's a comedy, and it's a show, and it's written, but it's true. It's true. Wherever you find a person who believes in themselves, who walks around with a certain conviction and a certain awareness, not superiority, but just self-confidence, all the world feels a self-confidence about them. All the world feels that they are quite nice people. And there's nothing to argue, there's nothing to hope for or wish for or want, but the bubble of respect that you see in other people around you is a reflection of your own bubble of respect. If you love everybody, if you love everything, then you're in charge. If you know who you are, then you have a bubble of respect around you that everyone is aware of. They may not put their finger on it, there may not be able to say, that's a bubble of respect, or you have self-confidence, or you have a winning personality, or you have a beautiful charisma or something. People don't always know what to call it, you know, and what brings it about. But they know that whatever that is, that's a part of your nature. That's the nature of you as a person. That's your bubble of respect. Now, what is your bubble of respect? What is the bubble of respect that you have for yourself? Do you like yourself? If you like yourself, then you like everyone else. Oh, come on now, I don't like everybody else. Yes, you do. You may not like the things they do, but you like everyone else, and you create in your world people who do things that you can like. You see, when you have your own bubble of respect so prominent, so dominant, so fulfilled about you, then your world is truly, and it always is, a reflection of who you think you are. If people are always running into trouble, it's because that's what they think they are. If people are always having accidents, it's because that's what's in their consciousness. If people are always having problems with the world or with their relatives and friends and family and associates and what have you, then that's in their nature. But people who are loving, people who are gentle, people who are very kind, who are very sensitive, who are very, very nice people, they're the kind of people who are nice to themselves. They do good things to themselves. Now, when you buy new clothing, do you buy the clothing that you think is in style, or do you buy clothing that touches you and that says good things to you? if you buy clothing that is something that makes you happy, then that's all that matters. If it's not in style, if it's not what other people might think would be good or not good, then it doesn't belong. You make the decision always as to who and what you are, and who and what you wear, and who and what you outpicture from yourself as a human being, as a divine being, as a God being. We have our bubble of respect that is very predominant, very definite, very much showing all around us. And our bubble of respect is that which the world sees. Our bubble of respect is that which we are, is that which makes us feel at home with ourselves. We don't mind sitting at home and reading a book and enjoying it. Someone says, oh, you just sat home and read a book. Didn't you go out and do the garden work? And didn't you do this? We don't even cause people to have that sort of an attitude in their mind about us. When we sit down and read a book, we sit down and we have an enjoyable reading of the book, and there's always time for it. There's always time. I find that when a magazine comes in, and I have several of them that come in every month, if a magazine comes, the minute it comes to my desk, I stop everything else, read the magazine from cover to cover, read every article that I want to read, and in an hour, basically, I have completed the entire magazine, read and observed and taken on the information of this magazine that is of importance to me, and I'm ready to pass the magazine along. I don't even keep the magazine for future reference because I'll never reference it again. I've got too many other present references that are coming in that are too exciting and too wonderful to go back into the past. Oh, I might refer to something I've read, but it's past. It's the newness now that's coming in. We were discussing solar energy last night. We had a party at the monastery, and we had our neighbors who are very beautiful people. And they came in and shared with us the building of solar panels, solar systems at their homes. And they're doing it quite beautifully. And as they were doing it, they were saying, now, we're installing this and we're installing this, and we're installing these kind of batteries right now, because we know that within 6 months they're going to have the new batteries out, and then we'll buy the new upgraded batteries that will do the job more completely. But right now we bought batteries that are an interim battery and doing just fine, and we don't mind saying that. And they don't say, why didn't you wait and let the new batteries come out and then build the thing then? Well, meanwhile, they would not have had the use of it. And this is a very important thing. Do you want to have the use of things now, or do you want to wait until later? You read Popular Mechanics and Popular Science magazine and Smithsonian and Business Week and a few other beautiful publications, and as you read these, like Discovery, you have many new and vital pieces of information that come into your mind, but each one sort of points to new information that's coming up, and each one points to new and beautiful ideas that are flowing out of the universal consciousness. And we, in our bubble of respect for ourselves, we just flow with whatever it is that comes in, delight with whatever that is that comes in, and we don't feel we have to apply only the latest and the newest. It always delights us and challenges us, but we work on it beautifully and wonderfully. And we take each as a little step by itself and learn it. Now, Ellen is learning the Mac computer, and the Apple has things a little differently than the PC, but the Apple also has tutorials on the various things that Ellen wants to learn. So Ellen is taking one tutorial at a time, and as she listens to this tutorial, she doesn't say, I want to go on and do this and do that. She listens to the tutorial, then she listens another time, then she listens another time, and then she listens another time, and then she starts to apply it. And she applies it, and she applies it after listening to it three or four times. And then she finds it is so beautiful because she believes in herself. Her bubble of respect for herself is that I can do anything. I have the capacity to follow any program, and I just do it gently and step by step. And this is what a master does. This is what a person who is young, vital, and dynamic and alive. This is what a person who is living in the now does. They take each step in life, each new adventure in life, and they repeat it three or four times. And as they repeat it three or four times, some people could do it just one time and they inhale it, so to speak, and that's a lovely gift too. But most people do it three or four times and then they have made it theirs. And really, it doesn't take much more than that, but it takes a consistency. And your bubble of respect is built by your consistency in yourself, by your unconditional love. It has to be done at all times, and not just once in a while, but at all times. And your attitude toward yourself and the world, looking at the world and seeing all the world as good and very good, but first seeing yourself as good and very good. Our bubble of respect comes to us because we are it. And it shows the world exactly what we believe about ourselves. And what we believe about ourselves is that we like ourselves. We enjoy ourselves. We think that we're pretty wonderful people. And indeed we are. Think about these things. What is your bubble of respect? Do you have a bubble of respect about yourself that shines out a mile, 2 miles, you know, that shines out to everyone who comes within your world, within your reach, everyone who comes within your charisma? Does your charisma, your bubble of respect, shine out so beautifully that you like it yourself? And if that's the case, you've done very well. And I know that's the case for me and for everybody in my world. And you, my beloveds, you are in my world. So you're very blessed because I think highly of me, and I think highly of you, and I think highly of all who are in my world. And life is wonderful. Have a great, beautiful, and fulfilling day, letting your charisma come out and enjoy its way. I love you. I love you. I love you.